Colored what?
Shoat.
Okay. What about the male hog, full grown?
Barra.
Okay.
I think. And the female's the gilt.
Now both of those would have been altered, right?
I don't know.
No, okay, you're not sure about that.
I don't know. A sow.
Female?
A sow is the one who I know has the babies. I don't know if a gilt has been altered or not.
I think that's right. I think a gilt is an altered female and a barra is an altered male.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. What about the term boar? You familiar with that?
Yes. Now that would be the male. And I guess you're right on the altered part, I guess.
And you called him a
boar?
Okay. Do you ever hear of any hogs around here that got loose and grew up wild?
Yeah.
Maybe around where you grew up?
Wild hogs.
People around here ever call them razorbacks?
Yeah. Piney Woods Rooters.
Call them what now?
Piney Woods Rooters, I think.
That was a wild hog?
I think so.
Because they were out in the Piney Woods, I guess.
Yeah. I have a vague recollection, see, before the fence log came in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I think that was when they called.
I see. What would you call those stiff hairs on a hog's back? Those were the...
Bristles.
Okay. And some hogs have these long teeth.
Tusks.
You ever heard older folks call them anything different?
I don't remember that I did.
What about the word tushes?
Yeah, tushes, uh-huh. Yes, I have.
Right, okay.
See, you have to do a lot of remembering for me.
Right. What about the thing that the hog would eat out of? You could pour his feed into a...
Trough.
Yeah, several of those. You say you have three or four.
Troughs.
Okay. We were talking about barras and geldings. You said altar. Is there another word that you would use besides altar to talk about the same process? Or do you use altar as a kind of polite term?
Well, I don't know. Something would be spayed, but I don't know what that was.
I think that's with a female.
I don't know.
Authority. Castrate for altar?
Yeah, I've heard that.
And you call that?
Castrate.
Right. Can you recall maybe an old farmer talking about meaning the same thing? He's gonna cut him or mark him or something like that?
I've heard of marking, you know, in the ears.
But that was something, a different process.
Marking was the way of identification, I thought.
But not to mean castrate.
Maybe cut, but mark, if you marked a cow or a hog, I think that referred to the ear marking.
Some kind of identification.
Right. And then branding, of course, was the...
Right.
Was your brand.
Talking about noises that animals make, say a calf, what would you say a calf does? Say, listen to that calf.
Bleat.
All right. What about a cow?
Low.
All right. Maybe if a horse is making some kind of noise.
They neigh.
Yeah. Heard any other terms besides neigh?
Whinny.
Okay. What about animals like horses and mules and cows and so forth? A general term that you could use for all of them. You say you have a lot of...
Noise? Racket?
Oh, yeah.
What you
all
mean?
Right. I was thinking about just a term for the animals themselves, not the noise that they make.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Livestock,
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Would cattle do there? If you're talking about horses and mules and cows all together, would that
but
be?
They would be livestock?
Yeah.
I think so.
Livestock rather than cattle.
Seems to me my daddy referred to his as livestock.
Okay.
With all of the living things.
Okay. What about feathered animals? Like ducks and chickens and geese and guineas, you'd say you have a lot of...
I guess we just always said we had chickens and geese and ducks.
Okay.